Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Sports Radio, WEI. It's Red Sox Review. I am not Chris Villani. This is Patrick Gilroy. I was supposed to come in to do late night tonight anyways from 12 to 2, but because it's the Red Sox and Yankees, because it's nationally televised, and because it's the playoffs, these games take an extended amount of time. And rather than keep Villani, who's been up for, I just heard, 24 hours straight in for the extra 6 minutes here, I decided to take one for the team and come on in here. We'll start the show. It is Red Sox Review. The number to join me here is 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937. You find me on Twitter, at Gilroy on Hoops, at Gilroy on Hoops. And we will talk Red Sox baseball all the way up until 2 o'clock in the morning with you guys, because this is certainly a game worth talking about, as now the Red Sox, after this historic 16-1 victory in Game 3, they look to potentially close this thing out essentially almost later on today. When we come back for late night, I'll be able to say later on today. They'll have the opportunity to close this thing out tomorrow night. And that's going to be, I think, a very cool experience for this baseball team. This is a young team. This is the team that really in the last couple of years struggled in the postseason and struggled mightily. We know that. What we saw today was this team has a backbone. This team is a team that really does have something in their gut that we didn't know they had. We kept waiting all season long. And that's what we said all season long, was you couldn't learn a lot about this Red Sox team throughout the course of the regular season. We know that. 108 wins. We don't have to go through how historically good this team has been all season long. But what did we say? We said you need to wait for the postseason, see how this team reacts and responds to adversity, to see how this team is able to respond from David Price, their, you know, $31 million a year guy, letting them down and letting them down in a big way. And look at the way that this team bounced back after New York went into Fenway, did what they did, winning 6-2, and really, I mean, dominating the Red Sox at Fenway Park in Game 2. The Red Sox embarrassed the Yankees today at Yankee Stadium. We'll get into how Alex Cora really was the hero of today's game, making some excellent substitutions. It seems like just about every button that Cora pushed worked out very, very well for the Red Sox today. And you know, we'll openly wonder what's going to happen tomorrow. Is Brock Holt going to be in the lineup once again tomorrow? Should he be in the lineup once again tomorrow? So we'll talk about all that. And of course, Nathan Eovaldi, the unsung hero tonight, going 7 innings, 5 strikeouts, just 1 earned run for Nathan Eovaldi. And you know, I saw it on Twitter as I'm doing my show prep, and I know we can compare and contrast him and his $2 million a year and the production and performance that you got tonight from Nathan Eovaldi to your $31 million that you're paying David Price this year, and you got to watch him throw up all over himself at Fenway Park. And that just goes to show you that it really is in his head. I mean, Nathan Eovaldi, he's somebody who was a former Yankee. And because I think, and he got the benefit here of the Red Sox opening this thing up and giving him some run support very early on, that does relieve a good amount of pressure from a pitcher. But still, Nathan Eovaldi goes out there. Not only does he pitch 7 innings of very, very good baseball, hit 100 on the gun a couple of times, had some nasty stuff a couple of times out there, and really just pitched very consistently for your Red Sox today, he was able to extend into the 7th inning and really save this bullpen after the bullpen was let down. Again, they had to come in and do extended mop-up duty on Saturday after what David Price was unable to do. So again, Eovaldi not only comes in and pitches well enough to win, he does it in a way where he's able to go 7 innings and really help this team, put this team in a better position to go into Game 4 with a better, more rested bullpen. And that's what you're looking for right now, as this team's got an opportunity to close New York out in New York tomorrow. At worst, you got 2 games to win 1. And so if you lose tomorrow, you come back to Fenway Park. Hopefully that's not the case. We'll get into all that and more tonight at 617-779-7937. Brock Holt, what can you say about Brock Holt? Hits for the cycle for the first time in 150 postseason years. It's just incredible. And not only that, you know, lost in Brock Holt's incredible offensive performance tonight were a couple of incredible defensive plays from Brock Holt. And again, kudos goes to the manager, Alex Cora, pushing that button and pushing it very, very well. It was good to see Mookie Betts do Mookie things out there again tonight. And finally here, as we continue to set the table for the next 2 hours of Red Sox review, really, I love the approach from the Red Sox tonight. And that's what stood out to me the most. It wasn't, you know, sitting back and waiting for Mookie or waiting for JD to hit the big home run. And I feel like sometimes this team, and any team really, in Major League Baseball that's got, you know, big bats like a JD Martinez, like a Mookie Betts, they can sort of get lost in the minutia of sitting back and waiting for those guys to be heroic. And that's not what this team did. This team came out tonight with a purpose. They were aggressive from jump tonight, and I love that. They're a team that earned themselves 8 walks on top of the 18 hits, but more importantly, they stole bases. Rafael Devers, Andrew Benintendi. This was a team that looked to be the aggressor from moment one tonight. And I think that sort of set the tone, set the tempo, and let the Yankees know that this wasn't going to be a Red Sox team that was going to go down without a fight. So it is Sports Radio, WEI. It is Red Sox Review. I am Patrick Gilroy. We'll load him up tonight at 617-779-7937, talking about your Red Sox 16-1 victory in New York in Game 3. Now the Red Sox, they lead this series 2-1. The winner of this series, they get the Houston Astros. We don't really have to look forward to that just yet. I've seen some people on Twitter start to look forward to that. I don't want to go down that road. The Yankees are still a very, very dangerous, a very, very good baseball team, and we've seen what this team is capable of doing. But for tonight, the Red Sox avoided the situation where they had their backs up against the wall. Now they are the team in the driver's seat. 2-1. We'll talk about all that and more when we come back right here, Sports Radio WEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.